And I think, a lot of times we look at the sort of economics of cancer care, and sometimes those discussions get a little bit strange. But in this situation, I think it's pretty real. I mean, the test clearly does have a significant cost, but as you say, if you're talking about identifying half of patients who can avoid chemotherapy, that's a significant cost savings there
Yes.
also.
And cost-effectiveness analysis have been done with this.
Really?
And what they have shown, and they were presented actually at the ASCO meeting last year, what they have shown is that as long as the cost of chemotherapy exceeds $7,600 per course, then this is a cost-effective strategy, which I'm sure all of us will agree that a course of adjuvant chemotherapy will cost more than that.
That's interesting. In that analysis, did they look at various costs of different regimens?
Yeah, the whole idea was that they looked at the cost of the assay, and if you apply the assay to all patients, this is what your cost would be, and therefore there is a break-even point. If adjuvant chemotherapy costs less than that, you're never going to make it up. I'm not a medical oncologist, but when I talk to my medical oncology colleagues, they all agree that it's more than $7,600.
Right, particularly I guess the higher risk regimens now we're seeing dose dense therapy, maybe not too commonly a node-negative patient using growth factors, et cetera, taxanes, et cetera. That's fascinating.
Well, you can actually, when you think about it, save money two ways using this. First of all, by not using it in patients that don't need it. More importantly, using it in patients that do need it and preventing more recurrences.
Yeah, that's a good point too, because you're right. You have cost savings in preventing recurrences. Maybe you're going to treat some patients you wouldn't have treated because you weren't
Exactly.
aware of it.
Because you do get surprised when you use a recurrence score based on your pre-recurrence score assessment. In fact, you get surprised about 50% of the times when you think the patient's high risk. The recurrence score will put them in a low risk, but you can get surprised the other way around. If you think the patient is low risk, but a third of the times the recurrence score will classify them as intermediate to high.
That's fascinating.